It was big news. Everybody's talking about Galleria's plans to stay closed for Thanksgiving. And the story's got legs. It's been around for a few days. I guess it is a big story. Angie Freed's general manager of Galleria Dallas joins us right now. Always good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It seems like it was just the other day. It was this big story that we're going to break from tradition because everybody wants to go shopping on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, this is a fad that didn't last very long.
It didn't. We opened for 4 years for Thanksgiving, and really just like trends and fads change, consumer sentiment changes, and the feedback that we were getting was overwhelmingly in favor of closing on Thanksgiving from customers, from retailers, and we made that decision, and it has been all positive, not just a majority positive, but all positive.
Really?
People want to spend the holiday with their friends, their family, and football.
And they don't want to be lured away with gift cards or... And of course, the odd thing is, the very next day is this great manufactured day, Black Friday, when all the deals are. Why would you shop on Thursday when you can get a better deal on Friday?
Well, you can actually get them now. Retailers started their Black Friday sales this past weekend, so you can get Black Friday deals now. There's still great Black Friday deals on Black Friday, and Black Friday will always be, I guess, the official kickoff to the holiday season, but retailers have backed up Black Friday to the weekend before Thanksgiving.
You've seen everybody. I mean, because you've been doing this good long while now, and you've seen a lot of retailers come and go through here. So what's the common thread? What's the savviest retailer that you could think of?
I think Nordstrom is doing a fabulous job of integrating technology in their business. And if you haven't used the Nordstrom app, not only can you shop on the app, it retains all of your information, it keeps your prior purchases, but they make recommendations based on your shopping patterns and based on what a stylist would recommend for you. They do curbside pickup. They just have it down. They are embracing technology and the shift in consumer shopping patterns, and they're doing a great job.
The real challenge is to make money doing that. Target came out with earnings today. The earnings were all right, but their margins are slipping, and it seems to be because they have gone out and tried to out Amazon and have free shipping and pickup locations, and that transition can be tough.
It can be tough, but you have to respond to the way your customer is shopping and the change in the customer habits, and that's how customers want to shop. And I think retailers will get more savvy and get more efficient at it so that their margins are greater. But quite honestly, they have to do it.
Are there items? There are items that I guess you don't want to buy online, but I'm hard pressed to know many of them.
Yeah, one of the things that you can't get online that bricks and mortar offers is the experience. When you talk about the holidays, you can't visit with Santa online. You can't skate around the country's tallest indoor Christmas tree online. So bricks and mortar sells experience, something that you can't get online. But when you talk about goods, of course, yes, you can buy those online.
So the next stage now is to, I guess, get everybody in for Black Friday and then keep them in. I mean, despite the fact that the deals are available now, Friday going to be a big day?
Oh, absolutely. Friday is always Friday and the week before Christmas are always our biggest days. Thanksgiving, quite honestly, was never in the top 10. But Black Friday is officially when everyone is mentally ready to kick off the holidays.
You make me think. I should have looked. I don't even know when Christmas is. What day of the week is Christmas?
It's on a Tuesday.
So it's going to be a big Monday, I guess. But
oh,
that
definitely.
Weekend, so you get the weekend packed in, right?
Right, definitely, yes.
You still get people flying in from out of town and
stay
at the hotel?
We do. People stay at the hotel, and we are happy to carry their packages up to their hotel room or ship them for them, whatever it takes to make them happy.
All right. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving off.
Thank you very much.
And come back and let's talk after Good Friday. All right.
All right. Thank
Andy
you.
Andy Freed's the general manager of Galleria Dallas. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.